Special guest joining me in studio today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh along with Dennis Wilson. Wilson Financial Services, 800-696-9970, or just go to kbrightradio.com/Wilson Financial. Dennis, good to see you again. How are you?
Oh, it's great. I'm doing great, thanks.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. There are so many variables happening in the world right now, whether it's politics. I mean, since the last time you and I had a chance to speak. And yet the one thing that's constant is I know for a fact when I see what's happening with the Dow Jones Industrial and the S&P 500 and the wild ride that people are on right now, every time I look at my phone and see one of those updates, the first thing I think of is I'll bet not one of Dennis's clients is calling him in a panic.
Nope, we don't have any challenges with those panics.
No. None.
In fact, I hate to admit it, but I don't pay much attention to it. I don't like to dwell on negative, and there's no way to be positive about that.
Yeah.
People say, well, when is it going to crash? I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we know that it will. It's just a matter of when,
right.
not if. So.
Right. And if you want to get off of that bumpy ride that people are on right now with stocks and everything like that, I highly recommend you contact Dennis at 800-696-9970. And people say, well, Dennis, how do you do it? The question that people ask me a lot is, how do you do it? And quite frankly, I give them one word in response. I say, Dennis has alternatives to what's happening in the market right now. Talk about some of those alternatives.
Well, you know, that's exactly how we do it. We deliberately look for alternatives. We've been doing this for 54 years. And so have we had some alternatives that we are not really happy with over 54 years? Sure we have. But we go out of our way to make sure that the alternatives that we show you today are going to fit you. Yeah. And they're an answer to your problem, not a specific problem in general of the general public. Because, you know, the same thing we talk to a 30-year-old, we don't talk to a 6-year-old parent about.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just don't do it.
Yeah.
And they just aren't the same thing.
Sure.
But on the same token, there are some things that actually do fit for both. So it's one of those things where the key ingredient is that we try to suit, you know, We try to make the 9 shoe fit the 9 foot.
There you go.
And when you have a 9 shoe fitting a 9 foot like this, it looks really good and fits really good. But when it's a 10 or an 8, and usually what happens is that when people work with other people, they come in with a preconceived idea. You have an investment. We're going to try to take you from 7% earnings to 8% earnings. And I think we can do that. And if that's what you're interested in doing, stay where you are and talk to those guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you're tired of paying taxes, if you're tired of having Uncle Sam around the corner, if you say, what am I going to leave my family? What's my legacy going to be? Do I need long-term care? Because these other people aren't going to talk to you about that.
Right.
They just aren't. It just isn't in their DNA. And it's not. And I'm not picking on them. It's just a fact. It's not there.
Yeah.
And so we go out of our way to be different. And it's a fun time because not only do we go out of our way to be different, we just had a dinner. And where the guy who spoke said, you know, Dennis, he says, I speak to your group twice a year, and he says, the amazing thing is that the atmosphere in the room. Mm-hmm. I said, well, Marty, because he's a Jew. Mm-hmm. I said, Marty, they're all Christians. and he looked at me like, how do I answer that one? But the fact is it is. And it's camaraderie. It's people have things in common. Mm-hmm. Now, do all of those people who come to these meetings become clients? No, but they become friends and they like us.
Yes, they certainly do. Dennis Wilson, Wilson Financial Services with me in studio today here on The Bottom Line. 800-696-9970. I highly recommend you contact Dennis and sit down with him and one of his advisors and see how you can ride out the uncertainty of the market, because I think about certainty, I think about legacy, I think about consistency. Obviously, Wilson Financial has benefited our family. My mom and dad have been clients of yours for a couple of years. My sister.
They just were at a dinner.
Well. Yeah, that's okay.
They were just at a dinner.
I love
it. And sis was just in. We're redoing a whole bunch of her stuff last week.
Good.
Told her, I says, I'm going to go see your brother. She says, well, tell him I said hi.
Very, very good. You know, the thing that I appreciate, and I knew that about 6 years ago, my parents had some health challenges. My mom said, I think it's time for us to call Dennis. The first and foremost thing that I was concerned about for them was their money was with a broker and were they getting full value for the dollar? Because it seemed like every time you looked at the statements, the money would kind of go up or down, but then there were the fees and then there were the extra costs and things like that. And the beautiful thing about the alternatives that you've been able to show them is the money that they have invested in these programs has never gone down. Ever. It may grow at a certain rate that's higher or lower, this, that, and the other thing, but it's never gone down, Dennis. That's remarkable that you can offer these alternatives that have that kind of security, especially in these uncertain times.
Well, and you know, that's the key that's the key. If you were to ask your mom, that the two keys are, number one, she has that in the back of her mind. She doesn't worry about it anymore. And number two, she has somebody that she can call, because before right. they had somebody new every 6 months.
Right.
And so so she has those things. And of course, you know, probably because of you, we would have been friends anyway. But we developed a friendship and, yes. and a trust. And that's really the key. Yeah. That really is.
Yeah. When you're talking about your financial legacy, you really owe it to yourself to contact Wilson Financial Services at 800-696-9970. You can also get the ball rolling online if you go to kbrightradio.com/Wilson Financial. And we're so grateful that our friends at KCBC are part of the family now as well. So basically covering yeah. the entire state of California, because Lord knows, I mean, the closer you get to Sacramento in California, the stranger things can get when it comes to politicians and things of that nature. But we know that there are some good, godly people who are listening to the Bottom Line Show on a regular basis and saying, Dennis, please help me protect my money from Gavin Newsom and all of his crazies. Oh, they want to keep taxing us into oblivion.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it is. That is one of the saddest situations. When your governor has passed the test, he took Satan 101 and he passed. Mm. And, I mean, that's just a yeah. fact of life. So there's no challenges. You can't. You just have to. You have to know what you have to know the situation, and then you know your way around it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that tax situation, for example, because the last time we were having a conversation, you gave us an example of a client of yours who was drawing a pension, getting Social Security, the basic formula mm-hmm. that people have in retirement, and you were able to show her a way to do all of that tax free. Zero tax is the goal. I mean, when you get to retirement, and I think a lot of people right now are in situations where they don't realize they're either about to set off a ticking tax time bomb, or when they get to retirement, they're not going to have as much money as they thought they were, because Uncle Sam's going to be standing there saying, where's my check? Your job is to help them avoid paying him what he doesn't need.
Well, let me just give you, that's a great lead into this, because I just sat with a client who says, well, I have $1,400,000 in my 401k retirement plan.
Wow.
And I said, that sounds really good. But I said, you realize that that's not all your money. Well, he looked like I slapped him in the face. What do you mean it's not all my money? I said, well, you realize that $400,000 to $600,000 of that belongs to your favorite uncle.
Mm.
And I said, so our goal is to help him get as little of that $400,000 as possible. And, you know, we're going to be in the lowest tax bracket in our history until 1-1 of 2026. Is it a time to sit down and talk to somebody who knows about talking to you about helping your IRA become Roth, helping you plan for alternatives to Roth? Because tax-free, there are people who right now have got high permanent income that's going to be taxable. Guess what? The rest of their money needs to be tax-free.
Right, right.
It's that simple.
And I think about people who live in California right now, or as we like to say, the People's Republic of California, because the government takes so much of our money and the state income tax rate is so high. I've met too many families over the years who have said, I'm moving to Florida, I'm moving to Tennessee, moving to Texas, someplace that doesn't have state income tax. But I don't think you should have to move, Dennis Wilson, just to hang on to your money. There are ways that you can stay in a high tax state and still have a lower tax burden. I'm not saying we're trying to do anything where we're skirting the law.
No.
It's just, it's all legal. It's all above board.
Right. It's all above board. And we know we are going to have to pay some tax. But if we pay some tax in a proper way so that we can avoid a tax in the future, you know, one of the things that is amazing to me, and I've got some dear friends who are accountants, and I'm not trying to throw them under the bus, but accountants have kind of a micro view of the situation. What is the tax situation this year? Put more money into an IRA. Well, the thing is that what is an IRA but a tax time bomb? Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And so are they looking at it from a macro point of view, where 5-10 years down the road, you're putting money into an account now that you're getting a deduction for, that when you take it out, you're going to be in a higher tax bracket? And people say, well, that's the opposite of what I was told. Well, it's not only the opposite of what you were told, but it's the fact of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be worse, not better.
there's a great awakening going on right now, not only in the culture, but in the body of Christ with regard to good and evil and wise and foolishness. And today here on the Bottom Line Show, we're talking about biblical wisdom as it pertains to your financial situation. Of course, I've been recommending Dennis for the past decade, as we're now in our 11th year here on the Bottom Line Show. Call 800-696-9970 and you talk to Dennis and his team, and they will show you alternatives. They'll take a look at your situation. I'm trying to imagine, Dennis, I just pulled up my calculator while we were talking. That client of yours who came in with $1.4 million is looking at writing a check for about $550,000 in taxes. I mean, ouch. I mean, if you, that's a third of what you were thinking of you were going to have as part of your retirement if you're not careful. But I know that you guys are working on finding ways to make that, lower that tax burden, so you do have more of that in retirement.
And we do, we look to leverage any possible way that's out there. Different alternatives. One gal said, I never heard of this. Well, I said, yeah, I know you never heard of it, but it's fact.
Yeah.
And here's what we can do.
Sure. Just because you've never heard of it doesn't mean it can't happen. And I love the fact that you use that analogy, which we'll close with here today, the fact that you and I both wear the same kind of shoes, but we wear different sizes of shoes and different styles of shoes. We still need shoes.
Right.
I mean, the name of the game. So you don't say, okay, I have nothing but men's black sneakers that are size 9, and this is what I'm trying to sell you. But in a sense, Dennis, that is kind of what the large brokerage firms do. I have these three products. I'm going to try to sell you that.
Well, and very frankly, not from their corporate point of view, that's really how they are designed to operate. And they do not want you to veer from that.
Right.
And that's how, if I owned that corporation, I'd probably feel the same way, but I don't own that corporation,
right.
And I'm not interested in working that way. So, yeah, but that's true. That's what it would be.
Wilson Financial for simply better alternatives. Wilson-financial.com. Go to kbrightradio.com/Wilson Financial or call 800-696-9970. Get a financial review today. Don't wait. Don't watch the stock market go up and down one more time and wonder whether or not you should have contacted Dennis. Pick up the phone, make the call right now, 800-696-9970. Dennis, and I neglected to introduce Chewy. You know, he's here.
Yeah, he's here, and he's approving everything we're saying. As you notice, he stares at both of us and
that's
says,
right.
You know, he's our, what's that?
Well, is he still vice president of corporate compliance?
Well, he is. He's actually got promoted. If you saw his new picture.
Oh, that's true. He has a headshot and everything.
He's a chief. Well, I can't give you that title. That's Jeffrey's title. No. But he's the chief of COC, whatever COC, that's what he is.
Okay, I love it. Well, thank you, Chewy, for being here today. And Dennis, it's always great to see you. Thanks for being with us today here on the Bottom
Line. Oh, it was a pleasure.